Kedushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. Rav Lezmi Yankev Oymer Yisrael Shenosav Giyoris. Or Yisrael, the married Giyoris, Bita Ksheri LeKohuna. The daughter of Yisrael. So she was born from a regular Yiddish father. Remember that a ger has a psul lekohuna. He's not considered part of a kol. A ger, by the way, is allowed to marry a mamzer that we saw in the beginning of the perek. The felton kedushas hakol, and for the same price, he can marry a kohen. However, a daughter of a geiris doesn't have the status of a ger. So Yisrael shenos a geiris bitek shel lekohuna. That it's not a psul that carries over to the next door. The ger shenos a bas Yisrael, a daughter of a ger. It doesn't make a difference if the geirus is outside hazochel, tzad hanakeva, the child of one ger. Since one parent is a kosher Yisrael, he has a status of a Yisrael with the full kedushas hakol, which would mean an iser to a mamzer, and it would mean a kashus lekohuna. However, that's only because one side is a Yisrael. Because there's no parent over here who had full Kedusha's call. So the child also doesn't have. The child can't have more Kedusha than what they yashim from their parent. Neither parent is a full member of Kaal Hashem. The Gemara says the Makor of Reb Lezer ben Yankiv is not from a Pasuk of Chumash, it's from a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk says over there, Yecheskel and Perek Mendalit chazes over some of the dinim of Kohuna. It's like a hagdama to the Bayis Shlishi. Almona v'grusha la yichu lohem lenoshim. Ki im besulois mizera beis Yisrael. A kohen is allowed to marry. The besula part is referring to a kohen gadol. But the important word over here is mizera beis Yisrael. He has to marry a woman who's mizera beis Yisrael, who has a parent that's fully Jewish. The mashmos apostle mizera v'loi kol zera is that the woman that he wants to marry has a full status of Kedusha Sakol, and she has a din of being kosher lekohuna, even though only one of her parents is Jewish. As long as one of her parents was born Jewish, is part of Kahal, she has that din. Now, we explained in Mishnah Vov, is that Reb Yehuda Oimer, Bas Ger Zocher, Kibas Chol Zocher, is that the paslus of Chalolus, which carries over if one parent is a Cholol, that would be true as well if it goes over in the male line. There's a din that it has to be, the way he dashens, is that Mizera Beis Yisrael has to be Kol Zera Yisrael. And until both parents are Jewish, the Paslus of Geirus remains. Avada, the way we have it in other places in Shas, that Mi is a Miut Umiktsas, Reb Yehuda's Ikedrosh, we explained in Mishnah Vav, is a Gzer Shova that compares Chalolos to Gerus. That's where he gets it from. That was his chiddush over there. But this is the Psaka of Lezer ben Yankev. Echad ger, ve'echad avodim mishuchrorim, afilu ad asor deris ad shetei imim Yisrael. The Mishnah adds, as part of the shita of Lezer ben Yankev, that the status of ger, which is not a psul, but it means it's an absence of kedushas kahal Hashem, remains even after 10 days until one of the parents are Jewish. That means if you're going to have a miyuchas ger after ger after ger, the only people that are his antecedents are only gerim or avodim shukram that also have a din of gerim, then he has a din of a ger. He needs one parent to be Jewish. And then he has that miktsa zeri Yisrael, and that makes him fully part of Kal Hashem. This is all the shita of Lezmer Yankov. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Avger shenosa ger is bitek sheh lekohuna. Ger is somebody who was born in a state of gerus. A Yiddish kint that was born from a Yiddish tatam and tamama. He or she has both Jewish parents, has a full status of Kal Hashem, period. Now the Rav just brings down the kitz and imitz, the Gemara and Dafayin Ches, that if somebody asked the Shaila, so then Moirin Loikrib Laz Ben Yankiv, that a Kohen should not marry a daughter of a Ger and a Giyaris. But Lamaisa, after the marriage, since we have a Shtikl Sofik on how to paskin, after the marriage, we'll tell the Kohen that he could stay married to her, we'll paskin like a Yaisi, Vein Metzin Oisim Yodai. That's the Halacha Lamaisa. Mishnah Ches. Hoimer, Benize Mamzer Einoi Nemon. We had that a Nemonus that a father has on a child So we had in a few different Eifanim. One, we had Exeris HaKosim in the third perek of his Biti Nasat Lish, that a father's nema to Asur, his daughter, to say that his daughter is an Eishas Ish. While she's a Ketana, the Havona of that is an Amonis, but it also goes together with the fact that it's Biyodet Tak to marry her off. So what happens when a father says on his son, we know this is his son, and he says, Benizeh Mamzeh, was born from a woman, Shaloi Behetah. He's not saying it's not his son, because then he wouldn't say Benizeh Mamzeh. He's not saying it's not his son. That is also not Neman. What he's saying is, it's my son, but the son was born from a woman, Shaloi Kedin, a woman was Chavei Krisus. The Halacha is any Neman, the Torah doesn't give him a Nemanus on that. If the Torah doesn't give him a special Nemanus, so then Medin Eidus is a Karuv. So he can't even be mitzarif with somebody else. He's a Karuv. He can't pass them up. There's also the fact that if he's saying that he was bought on a woman that was Chayvei Krisus, is any other Mesim Atzmi Rosh. There's no other way that this could be his son, and the son is a Mamzer, if we know the father's not a Mamzer, unless he was over an Aver. So he can't say. Here the Mishnah adds a chiddush. Even though a child that's b'mei imoy has no cheskes kashrus, the Tais Yomtiv brings this far. That by Bishlam, by the first case, oimer b'nizeh mamzer, the child has a cheskes kashrus. So maybe that itself would be enough to say that the father is not neman to passel up what looks to us to be a kosher yid. But over here in uber b'mei imoy, there's no child there yet. There's no cheskes kashrus. So on that the Mishnah says, no. He's not neman on that. And again, like we said before, that even without the Cheskes Kashrus, he wouldn't be Neman because he has a din of a Karav. Now the reason why we don't say Erecha Nem Bisurim, in which case a Karav would be Neman, why don't we say to clarify his status as a Mamzer, you're not going against the Cheskes Kashrus. So you have a person who we don't have a defined status, so Uba B'mei Imoy, so let the father be Neman, I'll say Erechot. The answer is defining personal status, Kiveg and the Shmaitza Mazbir, defining personal status in terms of kashrus lakol or not is a dovish sheba erva. Even though it's not totally in chayvei krisus, normally the isser of dovish sheba erva is an isser chamura, and over here mamzerus is not. But the status lovei bekol of being shayich to be mutl lakol is a status of a dovish sheba erva. Therefore, the father wouldn't be neman al tzerechot. The mother's also not Nemun. Maybe there would be a Havimina. The mother's the one who knows best what the child is. She knows who she was Misaberus from. No, I feel like Lamaisa, there's no Nemunus. Reb Yehuda is Mechadish Nemunim. He holds that in both cases a father is Nemun. And this is a Chiddush. The Gemara learns this out from a Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, where it says that there's a din that a father, a firstborn son, gets Pishnayim, and the Torah says that a father can't choose if he likes his younger son, or he likes the younger son as the one who's Miyuchis. Lo yuchel levaker is ben ahuv al ben asnu abchor, because it's a din of Pishnayim. So the Torah, the Gemara learns out, according to Reb Yehuda, from the Pasuk of Ki es ben habachor ben asnu yakir losis le Pishnayim. He recognizes, Pashto Pshan the Pasuk is, he's forced to concede Pishnayim to the older son. But Chazal Dash in case of Chorben Asnoi Yaki, he recognizes, that means he's Nemon to recognize for us, to define him legally what his status is. This is called the Din of Yakir, Yakirenu Lacherim. And the same way he's Nemon, the Gemara says, the father is Nemon on the son to say Zebni Bechor, and then he'll have a Din of getting Pishnayim. He could say Zebni ben Grusha, and he could pass on the Kuno, or Zebni Mamzer. The personal status of a son is given over to a father. It's a chiddush. Father doesn't have any bailus on a son. A father has bailus on a daughter to marry her off, how far is Nadar, Maisi Yodeh, and so on. A father doesn't have any din on his son. Afilach is Zezakosuv, that the nemonus of a personal status in terms of Issa Vehetu, Tarius Aichus, of a son is totally in the father. The Chomagu, they hold there's no nemonus. By the way, the Chacham also makir, that the word yakir in the Pasuk says the father could say, but it's only legabi din of Pishnayim. The father could say amongst his sons, this is the Bechor, he gets Pishnayim. The sons are, he says he's older. The father's the one who says that he's older. Pishnayim is Yerusha, the father, therefore the father has Nemonis. But not personal status, legabi Yisavahet, legabi Yichus. Reb Yehuda argues, Reb Yehuda holds, that a father is nemonis. The nemonis of the father is the father, not the mother. The din of Yakir is only the father the same way as Bitin Nisat Lishazeh is also a father, not a mother. Now the Gemara adds one more knetch. The Rav brings this from a Gemara Daf Mem Zayin in Yevomis. The father's nemon on his children, there's like a bailus, a nemonis that the Torah gave, not on Enikluch. So if the son in question already had children, by passing up the son, the father is passing the grandchildren. That he doesn't have a koyach. So Mel is not nemon even like the son. So we're talking here about a young child who's not yet a father. It's before the Gemara over there in Yevomis.